Instead, her father seemed to be asking for Dorothy's mother to plant flowers in the spring.
Dorothy was awestruck. She believed she genuinely channeled her father's spirit. She was so excited that she told her mother, who we'll call Judy, about the story.
Judy was not interested. She may have believed her daughter was playing a cruel and tasteless joke. She told Dorothy she didn't want anything to do with her mysterious messages.
But Dorothy was undeterred. She could feel she was on the verge of finally finding her purpose. Soon, she found that by keeping her mind blank and open, she could channel her father again. On a few more occasions, she received additional messages from him. But for the most part, they were as mundane as the first had been. There was no groundbreaking information about what lay beyond the mortal plane.
And she couldn't find much support. Her husband didn't pay much mind to her new abilities.